We continue on tonight with our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. It's now time to talk about Troy, and we got the football coach, of course, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach saw a really good team last week in Centralia. Right now, a top two team in the classification. 36-6, the final score. Just a couple thoughts and overall takeaways from that one last week.
Yeah, I played much better than we did the week before on defense. It made them kind of earn their touchdown drives for the most part. They went had a 15-play touchdown drive, maybe another 12-play and a 10-play. So didn't give up the big play. They still end up, you know, with 330 whatever yards rushing. But we were held them down to 6 yards a carry, whereas the week before we give up 10 yards a carry. So I know it doesn't sound good that we're still giving up 6 yards a carry, but that's a pretty big improvement against, you know, from Valley Heights to Centralia, two teams that are similar going to run right at you. So thought we played with a little better effort. Thought we played with a little better intensity on defense, and we tackled a little bit better also. And offensively, for the second week in a row against a good team, we take the opening kickoff and drive down and punch in a touchdown. So really good drive there. And then after they answered with the score, our next drive, we get a 4th and 13 down in their territory, and we come up just a foot short on a pass play. And you know, we were just so close offensively all night. It felt like a sack here or a negative run put us against the chains, but we had some good plays in the passing game to keep moving the football. They virtually made us one-dimensional after the first drive because they shut down our run, you know, just stuffed our run game for the rest of the game after that first drive. But we were still able to move the football and still had some chances to score. Felt like a much closer game than a 30-point game, but, you know, that was the final outcome. So we have to just count it as an improvement that we made for that week and move on from it.
Played a very difficult schedule to this point. Again, well, Buncee right out the gate. Sure, they're still probably a top-five team in 1A. Valley Heights, Centralia, again, back-to-back. Both, again, great resumes and very good teams to this point. As we sit here at the halfway point, what have you liked from your team, the growth? Again, it's a lot of young kids getting their first taste at the varsity level, but where's this team sitting now maybe to a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, we're just still beat up a little bit, for sure, like you said, but gosh, the kids we're playing are getting better. We're making some improvements. We've got some kids playing different positions. We changed some things around on defense last week that I think helped. So it's taken the coaching staff a while to figure out, hey, where do we need to be? Because maybe our depth chart that we had going into the season is kind of blown up and doesn't look the same now. So, you know, hoping to figure some things out. That schedule, like you mentioned, has been very difficult. Even though we had Valley Heights and Centralia at home, they're two great football teams. And then the loss on the road at Wabansky against a good team, sneak and win against Valley Falls in there. So sitting at 1-3 and, you know, not what we wanted to be, but with the schedule that it is, that what it is, what it was, and the injuries we've had, I just hope we're still going to hang in there now and see what can happen the rest of the way. But I really like, you know, the way we're figuring some things out, where some younger kids should be playing, and hopefully that's going to help us down the road.
Troy goes to Moore Hill Mounts Academy this week. It's going to be a non-district, non-league tilt, again, for week 5 on Friday. We'll talk about that matchup after a quick timeout right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy head football coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Trojans, after the loss to Centralia last week, go to Moore Hill Mounts Academy this week for a non-district, non-league game. And, you know, for the most part around the state, coach, most people, or most teams, I should say, in the middle of the district schedule playing district games this week, but there are a few scattered teams that do kind of get these non-district, non-league games as kind of a tune-up for the remainder of the season. What's your feeling like with this game, you know, kind of scheduled where it is?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. We're playing a team that's, you know, nearby down in Atchison. We're on the road this week, but we'll treat it almost like a home game. It's a 15-minute drive for us, so, you know, kind of be in our own locker room, kind of getting ready and make the trip down to Atchison. You know, I'd like to say this week, you know, we just want to keep seeing improvement. But we're pretty desperate for a win right now. So, you know, winning is going to be important. And, you know, along with seeing some improvement as we keep going, the game is really just kind of that bye week district game. So it's not going to count for anything. But we want to come out and like I said, kind of desperate for a win. See what we can do. Mar Hill kind of perplexes me a little bit because on film. Their offense looks really good. Got a dynamic quarterback, runs around, can throw the ball. Got a couple good athletes out on the edge. And they look like they move the ball every game, but the final scores just don't seem to be indicative of what I'm seeing on film. So they've certainly got our attention. Our kids, I think, will be focused and locked in. Last year after we lost to Centralia, Mar Hill had to come to our place, and they kind of ran into a bust all that night. They were really focused and locked in, and I hope that we're focused and locked in again this week, even though it's a non-district, non-league game.
Well, you mentioned desperate for a win. Certainly the Ravens are in that boat as well. They sit here at 0-4, and it is kind of perplexing. As you mentioned, again, they do have a very good quarterback and can certainly move the ball in chunks, but the scoring just hadn't been there. You know, they played a close game against Oskaloosa in week one, but since then they've, you know, had tough goes, beat down by Jackson Heights, McLouth, and then most recently Pleasant Ridge last week, 55-16. But their quarterback again, Luke Siebert, you know, throws for 116 yards. He also adds 22 carries for a 172. So that's pretty good stuff, and had the lone two touchdowns. I would assume that a lot of the prep this week is containing him.
Yeah, and it's hard to prepare for because a lot of his yards are ad lib. You know, he'll drop back there, and if he feels pressure, he's going to escape. And then what do? Is he going to throw it? Is he going to run it? Because he gets out there on the perimeter. You either got to leave guys open and think he's going to run it, or you got to hang back and then he's going to run it at you. So a lot of that stuff's kind of hard to prepare for. You know, can we try to keep him in the pocket? That would be ideal if we can, so he can't get out there and run around, you know, and leave us in limbo whether he's going to run or pass. But we've played some good quarterbacks all year. I mean, Wirth's kid from Abundant, and Evans' kid from Valley Falls played quarterback, Boons and Plenty from Centralia, played some great quarterbacks. So we've kind of seen this, and we're going to see it again on down the road. So kind of a tough prep because he ad-libs so much, but man, he's a great athlete and certainly has our focus on the defensive side.
You tend to get good football games when you get two teams that are certainly hungry and kind of desperate for a victory. And so I would expect that to kind of clash and have a good matchup this week. But what do you need to have your team do? What needs to be done? And kind of a few keys and expectations this week.
Yeah, keep showing growth on defense. Make some plays, make some tackles. There might be some opportunities there to get some sacks. You know, we can't go back there and miss him because then we're in big trouble. So kind of really keep improving defensively. We'll have to be in pass coverage much more this week than we have been against Valley Heights and Centralia. So need to focus on that in practice. And offensively, it's just finishing drives. We're moving the ball, it seems like, between the 20s. And then something always happens that we get ourselves in a 4th and 10 or a 3rd and 15. And, you know, we need to sustain drives and finish drives and put points on the board because we've had opportunities to do that even against the last two good teams that we've played. So get rid of that little mistake, get rid of that little penalty, get rid of that one bad play so we can sustain drives this week.
That's Derek Jasper, Troy head football coach, joining us each and every week as his squad off the loss to a very good Centralia team. They make the short trip to Atchison to take on Moore Hill Mounts Academy on Friday, non-league, non-district, a ball game you can hear on at KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
All right. Thanks, Buns. Appreciate you.